Well, Linda, it's a great day for Port of Ass. Great day for the Southwest Corner, but, you know, it's, like you said, it's a long time coming. It was a concept talked about in 2017, but the wait was worth it. Today it's been announced. We're looking forward to it. Very, very positive day for the entire region.
So it'll mean what exactly in terms of employment, in terms of tourism potential?
Well, it'll give, for example, at the moment, Marine Atlantic presence in our town is Elter Skelter all over the town. They only have one actually small office complex here. They're renting buildings due to COVID protocol. They're spread out over the community. It'll bring that group together. It's going to be located right next to our rec center, right next to our schools, right next to our daycare center. So it's going to be a hub in that area, and it will have tremendous spinoffs for the community and the area as a whole. So the issue is it's always been space. Right now, Marine Atlantic has a property down on 10 Marine Drive. That building really couldn't accommodate the numbers of workers they had, so that's why they had to spread their workforce out within the community. And so this will address that, bring the team together, their amazing team, bring them together under one roof. It's going to be the state-of-the-art building in terms of environmental, meeting today's standards. So it's going to be a wonderful testament to what Marine Atlantic means to us as a community, and Marine Atlantic means everything to us as a community. But the physical presence of a new building, along with a new ship coming on stream, at about the same time, I would think, it's fantastic.
What's your reaction to Marine Atlantic's decision to cancel or roll back those increases, ferry increases?
You know what, Linda, I look at the invoices that come into the town hall, and I sign these invoices, and I look at them very carefully, but I was expecting this year to see one go up with the line written rate increase April 1st, but that's not happening. And so that's great for the people that buy groceries because it impacts everybody in this province, believe it or not. It impacts everybody because 70% of all the rubber traffic bringing freight in comes through this community. We are a gateway town. So that in itself, rolling back those anticipated increases is tremendous news.
Mayor John Spencer, I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.